This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This hour, Steve Moore, world-class economist. Used to be one of the core writers of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. That's where I really came to just thoroughly enjoy the intellect, as we were talking about a little bit about last hour, the intellect of Steve Moore. He's just incredible. And the hits keep getting tougher on the Biden administration. The jobs report, not good. Not good. I mean, looking really, really tough. And add that to Afghanistan and the border crisis and their domestic agenda going away and their poll numbers in free fall. And you know what? None of it surprises me. It surprises me that there's an awakening to the level of incompetence by the Biden administration. You know, I mean, how many things you can do that just defy common sense? We're going to help a German pipeline get built. We're going to remove sanctions and let Russia get more money and more influence in domestic energy. And we're going to shut down domestic oil and gas production. We're going to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. We're going to say, you know what? Federal lands off limits. You can't do a federal leasing, which has its tentacles and everything. It hammers education in North Dakota. I mean, a private mineral rights exploration is impacted by that decision. And you scratch your head and go, really? When there's an awakening to that, and you see people starting to connect the dots, I have more hope in our future, right now today, than I have had since it was, you know, blatantly obvious that someone who was in massive cognitive decline and had been propped up by the deep state or the swamp or whatever you're going to call it is being found out. That gives me a great deal of hope because he had a lot of chips on his side, right? I mean, he had the corporate media ignoring all the obvious deficits. He had, you know, the swampish corporate, you know, just me, the big tech side, all on his side. And all of that is just crumbling like a deck of cards because the truth wins, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a person of faith that believes, you know what, if you just keep your head up, you got to be charitable about it. You got to be a happy warrior. You're not going to accomplish anything by screaming and hollering and you know, spewing your "I'm right and you're wrong." But if you just have a core belief, a trust in God, and a belief, and inform yourself with critical thinking, things just work out. They just work out. And to me, that's about being obedient to my Creator. And having a strong faith to say, look, I didn't expect that to happen, but here's what I'm going to do about it. I think we're going to get through this. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota is first up today in a little talk radio town hall. Senator Kevin Cramer has had a crazy busy schedule with his role on the Armed Services Committee and been doing a lot of congressional delegation visits and getting briefings on all of the things going on with the Space Force and North Dakota's role in the war on terror, as well as the battle against China. A lot of moving parts to that, so this in-state work period, they call it, is taking him off the air. He'll be back mid-September on the What's On Your Mind, the regular talk radio town halls. But we've been filling that with other talk radio town halls a couple of times with this guy, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Stafford. Brent, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it as always.
So do you see the unraveling of the Biden administration right now and all the things they've been throwing at North Dakota and their plans and designs unraveling, thankfully?
Well, it looks like the, you know, for one thing, you could see some unraveling with the move that the Senate made, you know, pulling in Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, pulling in Joe Manchin from West Virginia as Democrats, and our senators voting yes on the trillion by pulling the infrastructure piece that Trump was working on for highways, forests, and for water infrastructure and broadband. And it was already $500 billion funded, so there was a new $500 billion. But that's what federal government should be doing is highway construction, right? So pulling that trillion out of the $4.5 trillion monster really, really put the $3.5 trillion to stand up by itself, and it's being attacked by moderate Democrats, thankfully, let alone all the Republicans. And it doesn't seem like that's going to be able to get pushed through. And the Biden administration, Biden himself, obviously Pelosi still thinks she's got a shot at combining them together or separating them off and doing the $3.5 trillion first. But, I mean, they really thought they could pass that $3.5 trillion for their domestic programs, for basically paying off everything for people and printing money to do it, raising taxes. It's the tax and spend bill, as our delegation calls it. That doesn't seem like it's going anywhere today. In Afghanistan, people, seeing it for what it is, that it looks to me like pictures from when I was a little kid of pulling out of Vietnam. I mean, it's just a national embarrassment. It's horrible. It's horrifying that there's people that were our allies and our own soldiers and allies are left behind and so fearful. I mean, it's a real embarrassment. And, you know, it makes all the rest of these programs that we've been pushing against, like, you know, domestic energy, where you pointed it out in the first part, where you're talking about the audacity to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and then ask OPEC to increase production to get the price down a bit. It's just unbelievable that you'd forget all the folks, the hardworking folks in energy, that energy dominance has been attained with the miracle of shale oil production to get America to be energy dominant again. And to actually, what do they not know about that? Do they forget about it? Do they disregard all of us? It's just very offensive, but it seems like the general populace is seeing that this doesn't make any sense. You know, what is actually going on here?
Yeah, there is an awakening. There's a definite awakening, I think. And, you know, again, not everybody pays attention to the TikTok of politics in North Dakota, in our school boards, in our city commissions. And I want to ask you about property taxes and the property tax statements that are out there that show with all the efforts to, you know, slow the growth of property taxes, a lot of that on the backs of the state and the oil and gas industry, I might add, energy industry in general, is creeping back up. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the Japanese delegation coming in, but I'm going to defer to the listeners today, by the way. So you go first, as always. So we'll get to my topics if time, but if you have questions or comments for the Lieutenant Governor, text us 701-237-1590 or call 258-0550. Mark in Fargo, go ahead for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
Lieutenant Governor, see, I've got a question regarding how the Department of Human Services in North Dakota treats its own employees with disabilities. And they really treat them poorly.
Almost all.
I had someone in my family who worked for the department for 20 years, and she had had a stroke. And over the years, it had taken a toll on her somewhat cognitively. This woman has the best work ethic of anyone in North Dakota. And the staff at Southeast Human Service Center refused to work with her and her VR counselor, actually through the Jamestown office, through the VR office, which is part of the department. They refused to meet with the VR counselor to even talk about what reasonable accommodations are. They just kept on giving her a bad time until she finally quit. And I think it's appalling how the department treats their own employees with disabilities. And I'm sure this isn't the first time you've heard about this, is it?
Well, you can imagine with how many thousands of state employees we have. I mean, we have the same HR issues as any large company does. But this is something that when I hear concerns like this, I forward them immediately to OMB, which is where the HRMS, lots of acronyms, the Office of Management and Budget, actually is where the human resource management folks reside. And we have a chief people officer in the state that's what she's charged with overseeing. And so if you want to get the specifics in to Scott, to the show, and then we'll send that over to her so they can take a look. Because this is not what you want to hear as any employer. I mean, there needs to be accommodation. There needs to be gratitude for the years of service and the expertise and the compassion. And it's not what you like to hear. So if you could forward that information, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Mark, hang on a second. Daniel, we'll get your name and telephone number. We'll forward that on to the governor's office and make sure that Lieutenant Governor Sanford has the information to pass that on and hopefully remedy that situation with Southeast Human Services. Not good at all. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Ben in Watford City for Governor, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Ben.
Yes, I'm just curious when we're going to actually stop just thinking Biden's incompetent and dumb and realize that he's bought and paid for by China and Russia?
Well, the it seems like the media is even catching on to some of that with the Nord Stream project, with, ironically, the Ukrainian. There was a Ukrainian delegation in Bismarck the day that the Nord Stream project was brought up. That had been said, Germany's all for it. For it.
I want to hear more of this story. Hang on. Ben in Watford City, which, by the way, is the home of Brent Sanford. He was mayor of Watford City before he was our lieutenant governor. And Ben just brought that question. Boom, we'll give you a better chance to answer when we continue. Others welcome as well. Brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Number one wellness product you can get. Hot tub, yes. Sauna, yes. But it's a wellness product. Hot Springs
North Spas. Dakota Truck Wash. The Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on What's on Your Mind, powered by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better all month long. I'm kind of excited about the Pizza Corner pizzas. There's a North Dakota brand of all brands, isn't it? Valley City made. Two for $10 Pizza Corner pizzas. Also, this is my favorite deal. All month long, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Now, you can spend try staying at a hotel and get a soda for 49 cents. It's impossible. You know, they get smaller, and the price goes up to like $3. So that's a great deal. And Friday's the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience as well. Don't forget, we're at Big Iron Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 14th through the 16th. North Dakota goes as ag goes, ag goes. I mean, it is agriculture feeding the world from North Dakota. It's impossible not to know the innovation, the technology that has been driven from our part of the world on everything ag worldwide. It's phenomenal. So that's what Big Iron's all about. We'll be in the new Butler building all 3 days. And the Butler Machinery, Butler Ag, brand new. It's the old Showlander Pavilion, now Butler building right there. And we'll have flags, actually flags on a hat, on a cap. The new AM 1100, the flag caps. We'll be giving those away thanks to Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today at Labor Masters. Somebody just texted me, Scott, I heard an ad 3 years ago for PetroServe USA. I'm not PetroServe, sorry, I'm finishing on PetroServe, for hot spring spas. And I firmly believe my immune system is better because of the sauna and spa regimen that I was inspired to take on after hearing Vince Wepker on your program. Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spa, you know, you want to boost your immune system, your white blood cells, all the things that prevent illness, so you have more good beyond just kind of, okay, I'm going to take this vitamin or whatever. Everything is better. I mean, in a time where we all need to be boosting our immune system, the data, the research, it comes from time in the sauna, time in the hot spring spa. I can't possibly overstate it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and Bismarck 2. All right, more of our conversation in the Talk Radio Town Hall with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. So Ben in Watford City is taking on the fact that, you know, I love Watford City as you do, Brent, and, you know, there's no sort of mincing in words. They just go right to it. He's saying, stop the talk of the Biden being incompetent. Let's talk about what this is, a design plan specifically to harm the oil and gas industry, take out livelihoods in North Dakota. Are we doing enough to fight that, Brent?
I think the voice is pretty loud from, you know, nationally, from the industry, from our state, from the governor. The governor has put out how many executive orders against the Biden administration move, to the point where I have to tell you, I don't think the governor would mind me telling you this, it gives us a little bit of, it shows the scars that we have of trying to stick up for North Dakota at all costs. But we were actually visiting with the project organizer that's looking at CO2, hydrogen, all the, you know, the next moves that we're seeing in our energy industry with our natural gas, by the way. But the comment was, well, the Biden administration is looking at, you know, some pretty hefty programs through the Department of Energy, and they've noted that your comments have been a little bit negative towards the president. And I couldn't help but have a big smile come across my face. I mean, you have to point out the obvious when the Biden administration does things like ram through the Nord Stream gas project that, as I said, the Ukrainian delegation from legislators from the Ukraine were with me in the Senate chamber talking about government and governing the American way. And then that headline comes out. And they just thought their economy was most likely devastated as their economy is based on basically those pipelines going through with that's where they get their revenues as well. And they're also a large egg producer, but you can imagine being sandwiched between Germany and Russia.
Oh.
The opportunity they feel were taken away from them.
Add that to the Afghanistan mess and you have allies for how long, saying, what is happening to the United States of America? We need to go into a lightning round here because we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left, Brent, so I'm going to just go through a bunch of things. Here's a text with a screenshot of the Bismarck Tribune today that says North Dakota budget cycle ended 19% over state forecast. So let me get this straight. North Dakota goes through a devastating pandemic, negative oil prices, businesses closed, but end up 19% over in state revenue. That's got to be a proud North Dakota moment right there, isn't it, Brent?
Well, it is, especially for Doug and myself as business people. I mean, we've been very focused on budgeting responsibly, not increasing that general fund budget, not increasing government. And you go through a pandemic where you know, knock on wood, but we had the best year ever at State Investment Board, which I get to share that as well with my job, right? We put $975 million of earnings into the general fund coffers, and the budget had been $200 million or so. And so that's part of the large surplus. And so we basically tapped out the budget stabilization. So the rainy day fund is completely stocked. $750 million or so there, $800 million. It's capped at 15% of general fund. And then the rest trickles into ending fund balance, which is like, you know, your checkbook is brimming at the end after all expenses are paid and including the budget for next time. So, I mean, the ending fund balance is strong. If we're looking at dollar amounts in the coffers for the state, it's somewhere around the level of where we were for the surge funding debate 6 years ago out west to get infrastructure dollars back in the ground. And we ended a decent year on oil tax revenues. It looked really, really, really bleak during the first part of COVID. So a lot of the oil revenues that were there were necessary, like Operation Prairie Dog, and water funding was really in peril during 2020. Didn't get the funding back for those, but now at the end you roar back with legacy fund earnings and turn back money at the agencies because we did utilize those federal dollars responsibly where we could that came in during the Trump administration. And so the state has funds available. Besides that, the state balance sheet looks good, but there's also $1 billion of ARPA dollars, and so American Recovery Act dollars, and so, you know, that's the discussion around the special session. That one, and number two, is the main reason we have to have a special session by the end of the year is redistricting, and then obviously there's other issues that are coming up with the continuation of COVID concerns.
Speaking of COVID concerns, I just got to get this in because we just have a short time left. There are a lot of texts on the same theme, and that is executive orders like Montana to stop the forced vaccines. I don't want you to speak for the governor because lieutenant governors don't do that, but if you were governor, would you do what Montana did?
Well, I have to say, when I saw Kristi Noem's comments about local control, that's what I was saying on the beginning of this, and as a mayor, I would have appreciated the opportunity for local control, but being from an oil and gas county, I can tell you, if we as local officials aren't acting responsibly or fairly, then that's when the state comes in. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen on that issue. But you never know. There was a question that you were telling me in the break about vaccinations for state employees. The governor's been on the record of saying he's not looking at doing that, of mandating it. That's to talk to your doctor, you know, educate yourself. Just, you know, so we're still on the same page there.
One more question before we let you go, related to what happened in Texas. We'll have to do that on the other side of the break. Enjoy these talk radio town halls. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, taking Fridays to answer a few questions the last couple of weeks with us. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists had expected 725,000 jobs to be added to the nation's payrolls last month. Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Friday indicate the U.S. economy added only 235,000 jobs in August. There is some good news in the report. The unemployment rate fell from 5.4 to 5.2%. Also, wages rose 0.6% in the same time frame. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California has not ruled out drafting articles of impeachment against President Biden and some in his cabinet regarding the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and the deaths of American soldiers. Georgia Congressman Republican Andrew Klein on Thursday.
President Biden and his advisors should have seen the rapid fall of Afghanistan coming. This was not an intelligence community failure. This was a failure of leadership. So they are culpable and directly responsible for this humiliating and deadly retreat.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Promo code Scott is all you need to know at MyPillow.com, where you can call them. Make today the day you say, Mike, thanks for fighting for us. I'm not going to buy a robe or a pillow or towels or sheets, some big box store that hates everything we stand for. By golly, I'm going to buy it from Mike Lindell. I'm going to buy a gift card and give it out for anniversary and birthday gifts. I'm going to get his book, give it to a youngster and say, you know what? You're going to have tough times. You're going to come across tough times. You might not think so now, but you will. What do you do about it? What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. That's Mike Lindell's life story. That book is, I don't know, it's like $7.99 or something. Incredible. And the sheets right now are the flash sale. Regularly $109.99 for $49.99 with my promo code Scott. Same with the slippers. 50% off on the slippers, a flash sale right now. Moccasin slippers are great. MyPillow.com or call this number, 800-506-9028. Finishing up with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of the great state of North Dakota. A few questions on the question of the Texas abortion law and what has happened there. As a pro-life warrior, Brent, listener wants to know if you support a special session to copy Texas abortion law. And someone else here says, following the Supreme Court's decision to leave the pro-life Texas law in place, has Governor Burgum directed the unborn child advocate in his office to immediately review the new Texas law and current North Dakota laws to make sure we have the strongest pro-life laws on the books in North Dakota? Or will Governor Burgum now go to Amazon and other liberal companies in North Dakota?
I don't think that's happening. Amazon. But I have to say, I was very happy to see the Texas lawsuit results and the encouragement and the optimism for all of us in the pro-life community from it. And then you read further into it, and it's not really the be-all, end-all by any means. And I don't know if it was really setting the battle line. Seeing Chief Justice Roberts was siding with Breyer and Sotomayor and the third from the left, I guess, but Trump's, what was it, three of Trump appointees were on the side with the 5-4, and so that's how many of us have been talking about that. If there's a legacy from Donald Trump, it's probably going to be the assault on Roe versus Wade. And so watching what Yana Myrdal's been saying actually affected with her a bit, and it's like that, you know, for her it's like now what's going to happen in Mississippi is more important, and that's more of a direct assault on Roe versus Wade. So we're going to be in for an interesting time. We've known it's coming with the appointees that President Trump put on the court, but it takes a while for cases to work through. The right case has to work through, and as far as I haven't heard if there's specifics on what would be looked at during a special session for this issue. It's just too hot off the presses But, the Mississippi case is where the battle lines are now, and we're all watching anxiously to see what's going to happen. And the legacy of President Trump is no doubt strong as it can be on the pro-life.
Well, and speaking of legacies, not only for the Trump administration, Governor Burgum signed every piece of pro-life legislation put in front of him. I'm always somewhat amazed when people are like, what is Governor Burgum going to do now? What is he going to do now on this issue? Because his record is rock solid. The Burgum, Sanford team has been a champion of science, really, on this question of when life begins, right?
Well, yeah, he's done everything he said he would do from the point that before the primary all the way through, and the bills that have come through have been not a problem, and I tend to not have as much emotion about these things. I mean, I know he's going to do what he says he's going to do, and it has not been a concern as the bills have come forward, so it'll be the same way moving forward, and it's not an issue, but for me, again, focusing on what's important, and now I believe it's the Mississippi case that's a direct assault against Roe versus Wade, so it's going to be interesting to see if that 5-4 split holds, if it goes 6-3, if one of the five goes the other way. But I mean, it's also fascinating to see the forces from the other side with the Biden administration, demanding legislation at the federal level to be protecting Roe versus Wade even more than it is as the law of the land. And so, you know that it was a shot across the bow when the Texas decision was put forth by the Supreme Court. And so it's going to be interesting to watch as we move forward, no doubt.
All right, I'm going to get one more call in here before we Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today and What's On Your Mind go. And, guys, you tell me when Steve Moore is locked in, would you? Okay, all right, very good. So real quick call here, one left for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, then off to Steve Moore to talk about the Biden economy. Mike at Fairbanks, Alaska, for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, go with your question.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor. I'm really disappointed in Burgum. I think he's vax happy. And your competition radio station, AM 660, and a name that sounds familiar with, similar to Joel Weinkamp, they're horrendous people. And I just want a yes or no answer. Are you for forced vaccines with government employees and your citizens, or are you not?
No, I am not.
Now, what about your governor?
He has said numerous times that he's not looking at mandating for state employees. He is what he's putting out, from what I can tell, and from what he's saying, and from what I believe he's saying on the press conferences, education on the best information available on effectiveness of the vaccine. And he's standing up there with doctors, and there has been criticism of us for not having doctors and health experts on the stage with us. And so I think that was answered with this last press conference where the leaders from all the hospital systems were up there leading the conversation and, providing education. I can tell you there's a discourse needed from all sides of this conversation. And that's what makes so much anxiety, is that it doesn't feel like it's a respectful conversation from all sides of this conversation. And we need to get there. We really do. And I think that would help a lot with calming down the rhetoric and getting people just to be able to move forward with their lives and relax a bit, not be operating in fear, be operating in full sunshine of what's in front of you, the decision to be made on a personal level with you and your physician, you and your doctor and your medical providers on these issues.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. We appreciate you. Thanks for being here to take these questions from our listeners. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, as always. Take care.
Senator Kevin Cramer, normally on Fridays in the second hour in our talk radio town hall, when he is off on a congressional delegation related to armed services through this work period, we find other folks for you to talk to, including our next guest who joins the talk radio town hall, the great Steve Moore, world-class economist and heads up the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, something that's not easy to do in a Biden economy. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
So what do you make of the new jobs report? I want your analysis on this.
Well, we got 250,000 jobs. That's, a decent number. It's way below what we were hoping for. We still have 5 to 6 million more unemployed people than we did before COVID hit. So we've got a lot of work to be done. We have 10 million job openings. I don't know about where you are in North Dakota, but here where I live in, you know, suburban D.C., you know, every restaurant, every construction site, every manufacturing firm has a help wanted. Do you have that problem in North Dakota?
Well, we perennially have more job openings than we have people looking for work. But obviously, there's, I think you can't talk to any employer and not say there is a crisis of a lack of workforce. And much of it, of course, self-inflicted by this idea of paying people to stay home, you know.
And, you know, I mean, Joe Biden basically said the other day he thinks we should, states should extend the unemployment benefits. You know, they're supposed to expire the extra benefits on Labor Day this Monday. And now he said, oh, states can use, remember we did the blue state bailout, that $1.9 trillion spending bill when Biden got in. He wants another $1 trillion for so-called infrastructure, and he wants another $3.5 trillion for his social welfare spending. All of that is basically paying people not to work. And, you know, that's a big problem in this country. We have 10 million job openings. That's a good thing. You know, we have so many jobs open, but employers across the country cannot get their workers back to work. Thank God North Dakota is one of the states that ended the extra unemployment benefits. But that's a problem. I think, you know, let me just summarize this. We are paying people not to work, Scott, a lot of money not to work. In some states, a couple with two unemployed people and parents and two kids can make $75,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year not working an hour because the government's paying so much. And, you know, we've expanded unemployment benefits. We have expanded food stamp benefits. We have expanded rental assistance. You know, government's going to pay for everything. That's the America that Joe Biden envisioned. The government is going to create the greatest security blanket, you know, literally, you know, cradle to grave dependence on government. That's what they want. And that's what this terrible, terrible bill that he talked about. He just got done with his press conference about an hour ago. I mean, all he talks about is $3.5 trillion more debt.
Well, of course, he wants to change the subject, too. I mean, don't you think his domestic agenda, the $3.5 trillion and every other thing he's trying to do to end America as we know it, Steve, is in dire trouble because of the deadly decisions of what happened in Afghanistan? His numbers are plummeting. He's not going to get that through, is he?
You know, don't bet on it. I mean, these Democrats, they've realized that this is their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to, quote, transform America. And they realize they're going to lose the House anyway. They're going to probably lose 25 seats in the House in 2022. And, you know, in the Senate, it's 50-50. By the way, I think one of your senators, correct me if I'm wrong about this, I think one of your two senators voted for this sham infrastructure bill. Am I wrong?
No, both Senator Kramer and Senator Hovind did vote for it. Senator Kramer was actually in the middle of the negotiations with Democrats, and they're
one of the worst bills I have ever seen in my life. And by the way, how can a energy producing state? And by the way, I respect those two gentlemen. I know them both. I think they're good senators, but I totally disagree with their judgment on this. All that bill is, Scott, you know this. It is a Green New Deal bill. It'll sow the seeds of the destruction of our oil and gas industry in this country. I don't understand how somebody from North Dakota could vote for that. It's all green energy crap. It's windmills. It's electric power, you know, charging stations for people with Teslas. It's massive amounts of money for mass transit. I don't think you've got a lot of mass transit.
Here's the analogy that they are using in supporting it, that the Democrats didn't need one Republican vote to get $4.5 trillion through. So peel off $550 billion from the Highway Trust Fund, and what that does is build roads and bridges and all the traditional stuff. And then the other, repurpose COVID dollars. So their point was, rather than a raid on Treasury, we're going to go to Manchin, we're going to go to Sinema, and we're going to get enough Democrats to say, if we pass this, I don't need to vote for that. So by voting for the million and trillion and whatever change, we will prevent the 3.5. Of course, the jury's out. We just talked about that. But I'll get your take on that when we come back on their theory of why they supported it. Questions or comments, welcome for the great economists, our friend Steve Moore, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by DAC Diesel. If it's a diesel, tractor, pickup truck, semi-truck, one location in Bismarck, North Dakota, to have the peace of mind that you're getting the best possible auto care on that diesel. You're getting the best maintenance. You're getting the best get it back on the road, the best 4-plus additive with the anti-gel super clean turbo cleaner that can save you tens of thousands of dollars. DACDiesel.com. Call them at 701-258-5011. Our friend Steve Morris here from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And, you know, there's many things I love about you, Steve, and all the things you do to advocate for all the things we care about. But that name, the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, is just beautiful. And it says exactly what we're trying to do, and history shows us how to do it. It isn't to tax and spend, tax and spend. Anything else you want to say in the infrastructure bill? Because I want to ask you about how they're financing the infrastructure bill. And by the way, I'm 100% with Steve Moore and everybody else. The $3.5 trillion social agenda masked as infrastructure is a very dangerous thing. It is generational theft. It must be stopped. I don't believe we can judge the strategy of the Senate peeling off some Democrats and trying to do that until we kill it. We got to kill it. That's job one. And I think the spiraling out of control of the Biden administration makes that more likely. What advice would you give to folks on killing it? What can we do to make sure soft infrastructure, i.e., a social agenda and a generational theft, does not become law?
So, first of all, let me start by asking you, I want to make sure that you're getting our daily, are you getting our prosperity hotline?
Of course I am. I'm looking at issue 362, but everybody should do this today. Write this down.
Yeah.
How do they get it?
Just go to Committee to Unleash Prosperity. It's a group run by Art Laffer and Steve Forbes and myself. And it is something that, my friend Rand Paul and Newt Gingrich tell me that's the first thing they read every morning. It's a very short, it's very short, just covers a little bit of the politics of what's going on, a little bit about what the economic issues of the day. You can read it 5 minutes. And both Rand and Newt say it's the first thing they read every morning. And the most amazing thing, you know how much it costs, Scott?
Zero.
It's free.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Sign up for it. So we'll
go to
the Unleash Prosperity, hotline and just give us your email and we'll send that to you for free every morning. But in any case, so in answer to your question, first of all, the Biden budget, all the plans that he's got, when you combine them all together, they would add almost $14 trillion to our debt over the next decade. $14 trillion. This past year, and I'm going to blame Trump a little bit, and I'm going to blame Biden a little bit for both, I think, share the blame. The federal spending, the fiscal year ends on September 30th. The final budget total, according to the latest estimate, can you just take a wild guess how much we spent in fiscal year 2021?
$6
trillion? $6.8 trillion. You're pretty close. $6.8 trillion. And these nutcases in Washington want another $4.5 trillion on top of the $6.8 trillion. This is insanity, folks. I'm here to tell you that this is crazy. And the only reason I disagree with you a little bit on this, and you and I agree on where we want to end up, is strategy. I think we should be Republicans should be talking about cutting federal spending, not increasing it, cutting it. Rather than voting for a $1 trillion spending bill, they should be putting forward bills to cut government spending by $1 trillion. Every child born today, if that Biden bill passes, which is an atrocity, I've been in this game a long time, as you know, Scott, probably, over 30 years. This is the most dangerous, destructive bill I have ever seen. It massively raises taxes, massively raises government spending, massively regulates the economy, massively increases this crappy Green New Deal that the left is, genuflects at the altar of these wacko environmental groups. It is an awful bill, and I'm going to devote every minute of every day trying to defeat this thing because it will. I mean, Biden said, this is my bill to transform America. I don't want to transform America into an indebted socialist country.
I want to ask you a question about farmers and ranchers and generations of great North Dakotans who right now, to finance that travesty, will potentially have a phase-out of stepped-up basis. And I want to know how integral this is to them getting that through. And you talk about stopping it. I couldn't agree anymore. I see Senator Heidi Heitkamp is now on board, although in April
she's on board killing.
She was talking about how she's been all over the map. I know that'll surprise you, but yeah, she's found religion on this, thankfully, and is part of some dark money group that's going to be advocating against the Biden proposal. How bad is this, Steve?
Terrible. Look, this the hallmark of America is our family-owned businesses and our family-owned ranches and farmers. If this bill passes, let's just take a concrete example. I have a friend who lives in the Dakotas and has a farm that they bought 30 years ago for they told me about $250,000. This farmer and his family has built up this farm, you know, invested in it with the irrigation and the fertilizer and all of the things that go to making a farm, you know, productive and profitable. And says that they bought it for $250,000. After 30 years, it's now worth about $7 million, which is great. You know, that's
Steve, do me a favor. Hang on one sec. We're going to have him finish this example. It's going to be part of the After the Show show. You'll find it on our social media and the website, but we're out of time. But this will be a good reason to go where we're going to put the exact link to the Committee of Unleashed Prosperity. Hang on one sec, Steve. More coming up.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.